This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You dial toll free, take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up is New York City going to be banning straws next. Will's got that story on the way. Also, Chris is here with us from ThinkPenguin.com. You actually had a great court victory that we should talk about now that the video is officially has been released today. And also on the way, uTorrent is under fire by an attorney general in the United States. We'll tell you what that's all about as well. But first, we go to the phones to the fun. It's Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead.
Did you know that the Dominican Republic was invaded by the United States in 1916 and again in 1965?
No, I didn't know that.
Before my time.
In 1916, this kid, a 16-year-old lad named Gregorio Guisbert, living in San Pedro de Macorís, heard that the Marines were invading his country. So he decided to go take a hike on down to the waterfront, and guess what happened?
They killed him.
No.
No.
Can I help you? Yeah. Which one of these guys is the boss? Oh, right this way, young man. I'll show you. Hey, Commander, this kid wants to know which one of us is the boss. This guy here, he's our boss. And then the kid pulled out a revolver and shot the commander dead and shot and wounded various other officers and was able to run through the piers and get away. And all the hail of gunfire and all the confusion, he made it all the way across the country to Monte Cristi, where the spies tracked him down and captured him. He was sentenced to die, and that got commuted to life in prison. And then in 1924... the Dominicans kicked out the United States and set the guy free. And, you know, this is one of those stories they don't teach you in U.S. history class in the government-run indoctrination center.
That,
you know,
like, that is so messed up. I mean, there was a war and an invading enemy, and that's a soldier situation. Like, how can you be held accountable for killing a soldier in a war situation like that?
Well, it was the U.S. that put him in prison,
uniform,
right?
He wasn't in uniform as one of the Dominican soldiers. But the other thing is...
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
That, when I was taking U.S. history at a government-run indoctrination center in 11th grade, as required by the bureaucrats, I was a 16-year-old boy. And, you know, they didn't teach us 16-year-old boys all about what this guy was able to do to the Marines. Gee, I wonder why not.
Because they didn't want people to know about that tactic?
Maybe, you know.
Which, of course, you know, Vietnam was known for using women and children against the United States military, and they finally got wise to that particular tactic after a certain amount of time, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, that's a lot of people don't know that... the United States invaded in 1916, again in 1965, because they elected, the Dominicans had the nerve to elect a guy who was, had certain Marxist leanings, and he wouldn't do exactly what, I mean, he said that everybody has a right to a job, and that workers have a right to the earnings of the company that they're working for, which is, you know, the reason there's so much popularity for that kind of thing is because people are comparing it against crony capitalism instead of comparing it against libertopia. So,
Tom, thanks
anyway,
for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, Chris, you had a real big victory this year in the form of two parking tickets that you won because you actually bothered to take them to court.
I did.
This actually happened not quite 2 months ago, but a good month and a half at least, I think, has transpired. It was the 9th of April.
It was, I mean, so the trial was, right?
Correct.
And then how long was it before I actually got to the trial? It was like 4 or 5, maybe 6 months even?
I believe you told me you got the tickets in December. I could be wrong about that, but...
Yeah, that might be about right.
That's what I reported.
It might have been like October, December, something like that.
You received two tickets while you were downtown in Keene, New Hampshire, and you got one ticket, and as I understand it, you went into the parking department immediately upon receipt, rather than like taking it home and waiting a few weeks or whatever, and then going and challenging it. You went right in then.
I did. Within the hour, I was in there, and so what I actually did for about an hour was I followed the parking meter attendant around, and I was filming her.
Was this before or after you got ticketed?
This was before I went in to fight the ticket.
So you received the ticket.
I received the ticket on the car, on the dash windshield. And
then
I
proceeded to do what we might call Robin Hooding, to plug meters with coins.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So I did this after she put the ticket on. I thought it was a great opportunity. I had my camera with me. I'm like, you know what? I might as well go and help other people out.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I actually have video of that. Not that it's been published, but... yeah, and so, it might have been useful, maybe, possibly. I mean, I'm not... It might have been useful, actually, in the case, but I didn't actually submit it, as evidence or anything.
I don't think it would have helped your case.
You may not have, and maybe partially why I didn't bother. But, so some of what I was saying in the case was... Well, I would have caught her in a lie, because there was things that the... When Linda went up to testify, and this is the parking meter enforcer, she lied about certain... aspects of different things, and
that would be nice to catch them in a lie.
Actually, it would be worth going back probably and taking a look at the videos and stuff and just play them back like video clips, like back to back, might be interesting. I don't know exactly what I would catch exactly, because some parts, and I also videoed when I went in to fight the parking ticket as well. So
right, you do got that on recording.
I do, and I don't know what the camera picked up, because they were a little bit, like, kind of were around the corner. Now, I could hear them, but I don't know if the camera was, how well the camera picked that up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it would be interesting, because she was definitely talking about me and like in a derogatory kind of context.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to bring up at trial, but they were kind of
animus, to show a bias.
Right, right. But they you have to be. One of the things that the judge was saying was something to the effect of, you have to ask the question more directly. And I didn't know. I'm not an attorney. I've never been in a courtroom before like that. Well, I'm sorry, as a defendant.
That was your first time doing
it. That was the first time I
appearance?
Yes, it was.
You did pretty good.
I would say I did great, considering all like
won,
no
right?
experience.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, I did.
He won 2-0.
On two different tickets. So yeah, I don't think. I mean, certainly, I don't think I had much of a case other than the technicality. Like, I mean, I won on technicalities. Basically.
That's right. The first one was that they wrote the wrong location for like where your car was parked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't even aware of that when I was objecting, and there's a reason I was doing a lot of umming in there, because I was thinking, okay, I might be able to do something about this. I might be able to object to this in some way, but how do I actually go about objecting?
Right.
You know, and what's the grounds can I object on? I had no idea. So I was fortunate enough to get the words just right where, you know, they threw it out.
Yeah.
But it almost didn't happen. I mean,
And the reason they threw it out was because the judge would not allow the prosecutor to update the charges. Because in most cases, when you are in a courtroom and the prosecutor or the agent who wrote the ticket has made a mistake and has put the wrong information on the ticket, 99.9% of the time, in every case I've ever seen, the judge will just let them change the ticket there.
I didn't think I was going to get away, essentially, with like getting it dismissed on a technicality or anything else. But,
I did. And maybe it's this judge. Maybe she's always
know.
This way. So for listeners who are maybe not so new to the show, you guys remember Judge Burke. If you are a new listener, then you don't know who Judge Burke is. He's the guy who was the Keene District Court judge for many years and is now in a state of semi-retirement. So he's been replaced. And the new judge is female, and she's younger. You know, she's like maybe in her, I would say, late 40s, perhaps. And she seems to be a better judge.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
All in all, a better judge. She was not allowing this prosecutor any slack. And we'll continue here. The video, by the way, is up right now at freekeen.com if you want to see it.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know about Bitcoin by now, right? If you don't, you can go and get some of the basics over at Bitcoin.com. But you can also, if you do know about Bitcoin, you've been wanting to get a little deeper into it, you can get into Bitcoin mining by going to pool.bitcoin.com. That's the Bitcoin.com mining pool where you can choose which kind of Bitcoin you want to mine. Do you want to do Bitcoin Cash? Do you want to do Bitcoin Core? It is up to you. You can do them both if you want over at pool.bitcoin.com. The nice thing about pool.bitcoin.com is for those of you who don't really know the technical side of mining. You don't know how to set up a server to mine. You don't know all of the ins and outs of that and what can go wrong. Let the professionals handle it for you over at pool.bitcoin.com. All you have to do is put in your initial investment, and then you can just keep checking to see how the returns are. That's, once again, pool.bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the parking ticket trial that you won, surprisingly.
I can't believe I won still. I mean, it was just absolutely insane.
Yeah, and you won both of them.
I did.
I figured you were going to lose. I mean, you always got to figure you're going to lose when you go into
these things. I figured I had zero chance on the first one, the first ticket, and then the second ticket, I was like, well, there was like a 90% chance I'd lose, and like a 10% chance that I maybe, probably not even a 10% chance, honestly. I mean, I was basically trying to, I know how they work, I know how the system works, but I don't necessarily know how to, like, work around it, right? Like, if I want to get something thrown out for, you know, a bias or something, like, I don't know how to
do that. You don't know the name of the objection.
Right.
And so the nice thing is, if you're not an attorney, that the judges, at least around here, don't expect you to know all of that.
Yeah,
and they do kind of give you some level of leeway.
Oh, I definitely had leeway. And I mean, there was no question about it.
Yeah, in this case, this judge was actually giving you all the leeway and being a stickler against the prosecutor, who she did not let that prosecutor slide at all. And every other judge I've ever seen would always allow a prosecutor to what they call amend a complaint.
She made her do her job.
Well, she made her do her job by saying, next time you get it right, basically, because we're not going to let you off on this these mistakes this time, and you've got them both tossed. We'll get back to some of what happened there. And again, the video, the full trial video, is available right now at freekeen.com via the YouTube channel there. Vernon is with us, though, in New Orleans.
Golly, first. Y'all make these parking ticket trials sound just like an O.J. Simpson thing. It's so much fun to listen to Free Talk Live. So if it wasn't thrown out on a technicality, then you would have been guilty, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I don't know. I mean, I guess allegedly, because they never proved it, right?
Right.
So you can actually...
My man didn't do nothing.
So the parking meter maid actually will come to the trial and be sworn in and testify. I mean,
there were two that actually showed up for the trial.
One didn't make it to the stand because the ticket was dismissed before she was able to testify. The other did testify, and that's the bulk of what the trial was.
So interestingly, one of the reasons I had issues with trying to, like, show the bias and stuff was because I couldn't question both of them, because, and I should have probably have objected to the dismissal of the other witness, because I could have used that witness, but I don't know.
Or you could have motioned to dismiss after they called the witness.
Yeah.
You could have tried that, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Just made them play out their case first, and then go ahead and motion to dismiss.
Yeah, so.
But either way, water under the bridge. You got them. But what were you saying, Vernon?
What was I saying? That's a good question.
I don't know. Something about Keene parking tickets.
Yeah, so most places, don't you just, like, submit it in writing, or, like, you submit your appeal in writing, or maybe you just go in front of a judge, and then they kind of just look at the photos and just kind of make the determination.
Are you thinking of, like, Massachusetts, maybe?
A full trial in Keene.
Yeah, it's a full trial. It's not jury, so there's no jury that's called in here. So it's what they call a bench trial, where it's just in front of a judge. But they've got a prosecutor, you know, a real lawyer was the prosecutor in this case for the state.
Now, I understand. Okay, so let's back up a moment. So there's something called a police prosecutor, but apparently they sometimes hire real lawyers, and sometimes they don't.
This is a real lawyer working for the Keene police.
Right, so this was interesting, because I know, and I believe, and you guys can correct me, but I believe in some cities that they just use regular police as the prosecutor.
In New Hampshire, the police frequently will be there to prosecute their own case, meaning that they don't bring the police prosecutor, the actual attorney, and they'll actually have a police officer who kind of is a glorified plea deal taker. They usually don't put them on anything serious. But you will see the state police acting as both prosecutor and witness in their case, which is a strange-seeming conflict
of interest. Sounds like a conflict of interest to me.
But, Vernon, to answer your question about how things tend to go in other states, I have very limited trial experience in other places. The rules tend to be different in each state, so it's hard for me to really say what one thing it can happen. But I do know this. I was in Florida, and a friend of mine had a DUI hearing that he had to attend. And so since I was there, I went to show support for him, and not that I support drunk driving, but just to support my friend.
But you don't promote drunk driving, right?
Right. I don't support drunk driving either, nor do I promote it. But I was there to sort of see the system and kind of be there to support him. And what I learned was that they actually charge you court costs. And the court costs are insane.
Yeah, absolutely astronomical.
I am talking about, it was like $200 if you wanted to appeal or if you wanted to take a misdemeanor to trial. And the craziest thing was the city ordinance violations court costs were even more than the misdemeanors. It was like $300.
That's done purposefully, specifically to discourage the kind of activism that happens here.
Correct.
This is a violation of due process, in my opinion, because they're preventing you from taking something to trial.
Unless you're wealthy.
Right. Yeah.
It's even worse. My daughter, she's 19 now. I had to play this game with her mother where I got to see her if and when the mother wanted to allow me to, because my child support was so high that I couldn't save up the amount of money that would be necessary just to pay court costs.
Just to file.
To ask the judge so that I could have real court-ordered visitation, because it was like $400 and some odd just to file myself, not a lawyer, hiring someone. And anyone will tell you, do not walk into a Florida courtroom without an attorney.
Yeah.
Do not.
Switch gears real quick before we run out of time. I wanted to respond to the truck driving comment from GE, sure. Christian Anarchist. I totally agree with whoever was saying that the drivers are very professional. Most of the time when I'm taking a long trip, I rarely run into a truck driver problem, and I rarely run into a traffic jam. But when I do, they all seem very courteous. They seem very professional. And as far as them moving to the left lane because of any sort of reason, I mean, to me, it would be a liability issue. And, in fact, I think the four-wheelers should do that as well. I think that's a very good thing. So I'm going to be sitting on the edge of my seat waiting to hear the rest of the traffic ticket.
Hey, thanks, Vernon, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that's been my experience with truck drivers as well. They're very generally good drivers. They're professional. And they're the ones looking out for the other people on the road, even if the people on the road are completely ignorant and careening around everywhere.
It's not everybody either.
No, it's
just a percentage of...
Sure.
Particularly a percentage of,
And some truckers are sleep-deprived and high on speed. So, I mean, they're not all perfect, but...
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah,
it's true, too.
But overall, they're professionals, and they know what they're doing. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. More about Chris's double victory in Keene District Court, caught on video, available now over at freekeene.com. You can see the story there and the full trial video. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've got a courtroom story you want to share. You're welcome to join us on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, USA Radio News.
At least two people were injured after a shooting at a middle school in Noblesville, Indiana today. The suspect is in custody, and Noblesville Police Chief Kevin Jowett updates the situation.
We have two victims, one an adult teacher and one a juvenile student, who have been transported to Methodist and Riley hospitals in Indianapolis, respectively. Their families have been notified and are en route to be with their loved ones. There is a male student at Noblesville West Middle School who has been detained. We believe he is the involved suspect.
The president today gave some indications that he may still be meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. If they do meet, one thing is certain, though, according to former Governor Mike Huckabee.
There's a little drama going on. Kim Jong-un wants to maybe flex muscles that he doesn't have. I think he realizes he's not dealing with Barack Obama. He's dealing with Donald Trump, who has a very different approach.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Will.
And Chris.
And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away to you. You can enjoy that, again, freetalklive.com. Lots of features, including archives and webcam, which, as we mentioned before, we do stream live over at Twitch. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. That will take you right to our Twitch channel. Sure would appreciate it if you hit the follow button, as well as if you have, let's say, Amazon Prime, you can do the Twitch subscription, because they give you a free subscription on Twitch every single month with Amazon Prime. But the catch is, you have to resubscribe every month. And so a lot of people didn't realize that. So we had hit like as high as 45 subscribers at one point in the beginning. And now it's down to like 25 because, again, everybody just falls off after the month ends. So if you did that once for us and you don't mind doing it again, head on over to twitch.lrn.fm. And the instructions on how to, if you've never done it before, are just below our video. You can just read the area below that, and you'll find out how to do it. It's pretty simple. So once again, twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue here, you do need to know about Zencash if you're into cryptocurrency. And if you're not into cryptocurrency, then What are you waiting for? You ought to probably consider getting into cryptocurrency. We can talk more about crypto a little bit later tonight. But Zencash is one of the myriad of choices that are out there in the market besides Bitcoin. So what makes it special? Well, first of all, they got the philosophy correct. You've got voluntarists, people who love liberty, who've created Zencash. Secondly, they've got the technology down. They've got some of the best tech out there, especially when it comes to privacy in the form of what they call zero-knowledge anonymity. You can learn a lot more about both of those things by going to Zencash.com, and you'll find out that they're actually super secure with 11,000 what they call secure nodes compared to Bitcoin, which only has 10,000 or so nodes in their system. And so you can go and learn a lot more about Zencash at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we continue here, we're telling the story, a brief version of the story of what happened to you earlier this year, Chris. You took on some parking tickets. You received them on the same day. You were inside actually challenging one of the tickets when the other parking agent wrote you another ticket.
Yeah, so I can give you a little bit of background about that, too. So while I was in the parking ticket department or I was at the window. Linda was in there, and she, I believe, called ahead using a radio of some kind to her other colleague to go and look for my car.
Mm.
I believe this is what happened. I don't know with certainty, but I believe this is what happened because I wasn't in. I basically parked right outside, and I wasn't in the parking ticket.
Were you in the same space when you got both tickets?
No, I wasn't. I was in a different spot.
I see.
And so I went inside to pay the ticket, and there was a few things that I did overhear her talking to another colleague in there about in a sort of a derogatory way. One of the things,
it's one of those free staters.
Yeah,
I mean, nutters.
Right. She basically was associating me with a group of people who were filming, and one of the guys that she was talking to said something about, well, isn't that illegal? And
apparently they still haven't learned.
Right, right, right. And Linda...
No, but you wish it was.
Linda responded something to the effect of, no, it's not illegal. I wish that... And anyway, so... I don't really recall the full conversation, and I don't I have video of it, and I don't know how much is picked up on the audio, unfortunately, because we're a little bit around the corner, so it was a little bit hard to make out what was being said. And unfortunately, she gets up on the stand, and they kind of I'm not sure if she outright lies, but I mean, it was very obvious to me that she was and if we go back and listen to the audio, we might be able to say yes, she absolutely lied on the stand. There were definitely certain points where, I mean, she was doing everything to avoid answering a bunch of the questions that were like, I don't know, you just have to watch it. And, go to freeking.com and check the video out. It's a pretty good video.
Yeah, you won on the second technicality. I don't think we explained this. So the first one was that you were, that she wrote down the wrong location for the parking, where your car allegedly was.
Right,
she wrote
right.
down the wrong location, and they admitted it, and the judge would not allow them to amend the complaint, so case dismissed on that one. Then you went through the full-on case where they called the woman up. She testified against you, and there was that whole thing where you got to ask your cross-examination questions and all that. And then after that, you objected. You a motion to dismiss based on...
This was pretty good.
This was really, really sharp.
Yeah. So I motioned to dismiss on the grounds that what they charged me with was basically not what the case that they argued was. So they charged me with a Part B, which is basically, or I think
Part A.
Part A, and they should have charged me with Part B. Part A basically said that...
Didn't Part A, like, authorize the parking department or something?
Right, it authorized the parking, the city, to install parking meters. But there wasn't any penalty for that.
Right.
Part B had a penalty, but that was actually, like, violating the length of time of the parking meter. And technically, and one of the reasons I was asking, and I didn't make this argument, so I wouldn't have won on this ground, but Had I should have probably also made this other. So there was a few arguments I should have made, and I actually asked questions that I should have then made additional arguments on. Like, so if I lost on the dismissal, I then I would have had something else to fall back on. But one of the arguments I should have made, and I sort of failed to make it, even though I asked, I asked the questions to Linda, the parking meter lady, was how long I was at the parking meter. Like, how long was I in that space? And I asked a question about how do you know the parking meter was functioning? Because one of the problems is the parking meter said expired, according to them, but they don't actually know. And the law says that beyond a certain period of time. So if you don't even know how long I was there, how would you even be able to determine whether or not I was there too long?
They would say that if it was expired, they know you were there too long.
But that's assuming the parking meter was operating correctly.
Well, they're going to argue that they inspect them regularly, and
but she said they were not. Linda said explicitly that it was not calibrated.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she also said that they have no way of knowing, basically. So, she definitely said. I listened to it just recently, so I know this is exactly what she said on video. She said when I asked if it was calibrated, she said no.
So basically what you did was you motioned to dismiss because they wrote the wrong statute on there. They lazily or incompetently wrote down the wrong statute. The part they said you violated was the part that authorized the parking department itself, not the actual charging portion of the statute where there was an actual penalty for a violation, which so they should have put the letter B on instead of the letter A, and you got them.
And so, it's actually kind of funny in the video because if you listen to the video and you watch the video, I'm asking, what is the state? Like, you think this is, the lawyer, I'm sure the prosecutor was thinking, and maybe the judge too. Like, I was trying to make some sort of like argument of like, does the state like philosophical question or something? Mm-hmm. And that, like, they're just gonna, like, they're not gonna let you do that, right?
No.
But that's not what I was asking. I was trying to evidence the fact that I'm not the city. I'm not the city of Keene. So I'm asking a question of what is the city of Keene? Mm. And it was very valid to my argument of this statute doesn't apply to me. But they didn't know that at the time. So. Anyway, so I had to, like, kind of follow up with, well, why are you asking about the city of Keene, like, what the city of Keene is? Because otherwise they would have, like, she wouldn't have allowed that line of questioning to go through. But I did get the question answered, and as a result of that, later it becomes obvious as to why, I asked that question.
Right. So kudos to you. You got it done, and it's something that a lot of people would love to be able to do. But as we were talking about before, with the court costs the way they are in most states, you can't do this kind of activism.
The court costs are set up specifically so
to discourage.
You will not fight back.
So only the most wealthy
could
fight back.
To pay us than it is to fight.
It's entirely immoral because you're supposed to have a right to a trial.
Correct.
If you're accused of a crime, you should be able to take it to court.
Welcome to Florida.
So this is one of the things we can do here that other people in other states cannot do, which is to say to take little things like parking tickets to a full-on trial with witnesses and everything. And the other win here, like even if you'd lost both of those tickets, the other win is you actually prevented both of those parking agents from being out on the streets writing tickets.
Absolutely.
The entire time they were sitting there in court.
And
they
can't
write tickets.
We were there for many hours.
We were there
take
for at least 2 hours. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Will.
And Chris.
And of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Still to come here tonight, Chris, you've got a story about uTorrent, BitTorrent or something like that. We'll get into what's going on with that.
Yeah, it's about uTorrent, but the BitTorrent protocol, yeah.
And but first, Will, I know you wanted to talk about this plastic straw story. It was a story that you didn't get to on Call to Freedom, and I heard this headline the other day. I'm like, that is a hilarious, so New York, so yes. Perfect. Empire State, 50th least free state, great example of how bad things are really getting in New York City. Where's the story from? What's your source?
This is Reason.com.
Okay. What's going on?
This is good.
Now New York is considering a plastic straw ban on Wednesday.
Wait a minute. Can they give you metal straws?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they have metal straws
are a thing.
Yeah,
really?
They cost more, but yeah.
They cost a lot of money.
I mean, they're not.
I'm not really sure how you get them clean all the way through.
They're reusable. Like, they're not throwaways, but it would be hilarious because what's the objective of this law? We'll find out.
Yeah. Wednesday, three Democrats on city council. Rafael Espinal from Brooklyn, Helen Rosenthal of Manhattan, and Barry Grodnchik of Queens introduced a bill that would prohibit restaurants, bars, and other food service businesses from giving customers single-use plastic straws.
Environment.
Businesses would be fined $100 for the first violation, $200 for the second, and $400 for any after. Now, there are medical exceptions that would allow restaurateurs to hand out those straws to anyone with a disability, including, oddly enough, people whose disabilities have absolutely nothing to do with how they drink their beverage.
Okay.
So they're going to have to ask you, do you have a disability? And then you have to say yes. And it's just going to be this situation.
Here's the people that are charging.
Only for people who are disabled.
Right.
The people that are charging it forward is actually kind of amusing to me. Espinal, along with John Cavelli of the Wildlife Conservation Society, and who cares what he thinks anyway, Adrian Grenier of HBO's Entourage. It's like a B-list actor.
Right. Let's see which celebrity we can trot out here.
Well, they're trying to justify the proposal in a co-written New York Daily News op-ed, arguing that plastic straws are an environmental menace that is easily replaceable.
Well, let's...
I don't disagree with that. But the problem is not... It's that you're trying to use force in order to accomplish your objective, and that's what's wrong with this.
Well, look, I've seen the video of the turtle with the straw up its nose. And it's pretty intense. Like, they got this turtle,
yeah,
and there's a straw up its nose, and they're, like, trying to take it out. And it's not easy to get this thing out.
How does a straw get up a turtle's nose?
That's the thing. That's the thing that they don't answer in the video, is how did it get there in the first place?
It sounds like somebody put a turtle, like, it does, for the purpose of the video.
It sounds like somebody shoved a straw up its nose, because you can't just get a straw up your nose by sniffing at it, right?
Like,
that's not going to happen.
I understand, like, you know, with the birds and things and the old cans where they came in, maybe they still do, I don't know what you call that. The plastic six pack holder thing.
Right, it's you have plastic. To snip,
and,
right?
Right, and if you don't snip it, the birds
will come off and die.
So I get that, right?
Like, yeah, that I get.
That I can see. But straws?
Well, first of all,
part of the problem is dumping waste in the ocean, right?
Yes.
Like, if you. Yeah, straws
I don't understand how plastic is terribly bad for the environment. Like, I get that, right?
Yeah, but
I know all kinds of restaurants that just dump their garbage straight into the ocean.
No, you don't.
Exactly. That's my point. Nobody knows of any restaurant that dumps their garbage in the ocean.
No, it's governments that would be dumping in the ocean, right?
You're probably right.
I mean, who's dumping? Who's in charge of trash? Usually it's the government, so somebody's dumping it in the ocean. I mean, maybe some private companies are doing it. Honestly, I don't know. I've not looked into it. But that would seem to be the problem here. It's not the fact that straws exist in garbage, but the fact that garbage is dumped
in Jersey,
the ocean.
It's really funny because New Jersey. New York dumps their trash in New Jersey, but New Jersey dumps their trash out in the ocean.
In the ocean.
And they had to start dumping it further out because it was washing ashore.
The problem is the numbers don't really, as usual, really give credence to the freak out.
Yeah,
straws make up a pretty small portion of plastic waste overall. California, Commifornia, of course, they do a yearly coastal cleanup, and they find that about 4% of all beach debris collected are straws. In Vancouver, it's about 3%, and in the UK, it's about 2%. Now, add to that, the United States is responsible for less than 1% of total plastic debris that goes into the oceans,
and you come out with interesting
5 straws. You know, like, just basically not enough straws that we should be outlawing whether or not a business can hand them out.
It seems like, you know, one of the problems I feel like we have is we have this problem of focusing on little issues when there's way bigger
ones.
Issues. Like, it just doesn't make sense, like, to spend your time and energy on these little ones that are so much
more
inconvenient.
But if it just saves one turtle...
Chemical engineer on National Geographic actually mentions that if you decide to recycle 100% of everything that was ever used in North America and in Europe, both, you still would not make a dent in the plastics released into the oceans.
Really?
If you want to do something about it, you have to go to countries like India and China that contribute 28% or more to the amount of plastics that go into the ocean.
What are the population percentages of India? And
Very populated. I don't imagine it's as much as China, but
is it? So how are you going to drink a milkshake without a straw?
You could spoon it.
I don't know.
Then you're not really drinking it.
I said drink a milkshake.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you drink a slushie without a straw?
Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't know if it would work
How do you
well.
Drink a frappe without a straw?
Well, what
exactly.
are they saying?
So what I'm going to have to do is when I go to the local coffee shop and I want a frappe,
bring your own
I
straw.
Have to buy a straw from them that's going to cost me $3 extra because it's plastic. It's either hard plastic or metal or glass or bamboo.
A glass straw.
Yes,
that's dangerous.
Which will probably be outlawed. That will be very quickly one of the things you're not allowed to have.
Some child's
they list
break
it here. They're like, oh, you could just use glass straws. They're readily available. And I was like, yeah.
That's dangerous.
One of them chips, and there's a lawsuit.
I've never even heard of a glass straw. I know there's metal straws.
Bubble tea. How do you drink bubble tea?
The boba tea with the tapiocas.
Yeah. How
at
do
the
you
bottom?
Drink that without a straw?
It's hard to drink that with a straw.
True. Who's going to pay more money for a metal straw?
I don't know.
Well,
man.
You're not going to be able to go to a McDonald's and walk away with a metal straw.
Also, how practical are reusable straws? I mean,
I've
in all honesty,
I've
got children, okay, and we have to get reusable straws for them sometimes because they have like cartoon characters or there's like Magilla Gorilla. I mean, not really, but like Magilla Gorilla's on holding on to the straw or something like that. Those things get thrown away after like the second or third use because you look down inside and
down
you notice
there.
Like three quarters of the way, like and in the middle, you're not getting. The bottle brush will.
You can't get a brush down in most straws.
Well, there's the bigger ones for kids. The bottle brush.
The super wide ones.
Okay. You can get, but they're only about that long.
Yeah. And do you really want to?
It's not a straw length. You can get so far, and that's it.
Yeah. All the best you can do is just spray some hot water and soap down there.
Do
and
you
then hope.
Really want like 1,500 people's worth of backwash around the inside of your straw?
I can't.
Do you
want to
trust?
This is too much for me.
Do you want to trust? Just a dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's making $3. It's making minimum wage to care enough to get that straw clean.
I mean, even if you put it in like a Hobart dishwasher, it's going to get hot.
But
no
the water's not going to get in there.
It's not going to get all the way through it.
And God knows what kind of food debris and everything else can be stuck in there.
It's not even, you know,
nah, I'm
it's
good.
Just, it's gross. I mean, think about it. People are going to have bite marks on whatever it is, these single or not single use straws. It's going to be utterly disgusting. Like, you have no idea, people who, if you are in favor of this, you won't be after the law passes. I can
you're
assure you
gross,
that.
You're a gross, gross person if you're in favor of this.
Yeah.
You're a disgusting individual.
Did you get, I'm not sure if you got to it, did you get to the justifications by these people, the quote from the Congress people, not Congress people, but the city councils? Did you have some?
No.
There was nothing? Okay.
No.
I thought they were going to explain
no,
themselves.
No, they said that it will...
save the
plastic
earth.
Straws are among the most common litter found on beaches.
Yeah.
They're also among the hardest plastics to recycle.
Mm.
Alternatives are available. And the truth is, well, they're not. It's about 4%, and you really don't want to use
the
alternatives.
I wonder where they're actually coming from, these straws, too. Because you don't necessarily need to outlaw it, you know, across the city if it's only on the beach, right? Like, you could just say no straws on beach, even.
Oh, yeah. If they're on the beach, they're not coming from, a business dumping trash.
Right.
They're coming from idiots that are
users
bringing
dropping them on the...
Yeah. Like, it seems like the worst way to deal with this problem.
We got more on the way here. Well, that's New York City for you. More coming up here. Hour 3 is next at Free Talk Live.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.